New York 21st District Democratic Congressman Bill Owen served on the House Agriculture Committee in past congressional sessions. He now sits on the Appropriations Committee, an exclusive appointment. He has introduced a number of agriculture-related bills during the current session. Noting that local input is crucial, he has now formed an Agricultural Advisory Committee for the district. Franklin County Farm Bureau President Kirby Selkirk.
Still, he's going to be voting, and he is going to be talking to people who are, and he still has a voice for us. There is a voice for us, and he knows those people that are on the Ag Committee, and he has a huge constituency that are farmers, and it's a vital part of the economy in his district.
The committee is comprised of 40 members from 10 of the 12 counties that Congressman Owens represents. Kirby Selkirk owns Curbside Gardens in Chateauguay. His farm began as greenhouses, but now he raises lamb for market and produces yarn for craft stores. Selkirk is one of two advisory members from Franklin County.
I think he's chosen a group of people that I think fairly represent the various aspects of agriculture in his district. It's very diverse, but we all have transportation issues. We all have environmental issues. We all have electricity or energy issues and the like, and marketing issues for that matter. So it's going to be a very interesting ride, and it's a very interesting group of people.
Mike McAuliffe, owner of Carriage House Garden Center in Willsboro, New York, is a member of the advisory committee from Essex County. McAuliffe hopes it will help promote local agriculture.
Local agriculture is a thing that people are very interested in, and I'm interested in seeing people be able to get back into the industry, do well with it, and I'd like to see the public be more aware, more cognizant to buy locally as opposed to buying product shipped in from California, from Mexico, or from Florida, that sort of thing.
McAuliffe expects many shared and differing concerns to be expressed.
The specific areas of agriculture are going to bring up specific needs and concerns. You're going to be looking at dairy farmers. Their concerns are going to be different than mine in floriculture and vegetable production. You're going to have big grain farmers. You're going to get a wide range of concerns and ideas helping improve the industry. I think that we're all going to share, if we can market our stuff locally, you know, that's going to be a common denominator. The congressman will get a lot of ideas, especially if these 40 members, you know, represent a good cross-section of the different types of agriculture in his district, whether that be the apple industry, the flour industry, grain, corn, dairy, whatever that might be.
Congressman Owens is planning the first official meeting with the group via conference call next week. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.